this base of aleph around Taisus my love, go across, come down three lines. Amar Avlili Bamamo, Amar Maruk Ramishmu. Tzaras Mema'anis Asura. If Reuben is married to two women, one is a Gdaila biblically, one is a Ktani, he's married to her rabbinically. She's not an Erevet to Shimon. Shimon can't do Yibum to the Gdaila. He can't do Yibum to the Ktana because it wouldn't be the mitzvah anyway. But he can't do Yibum to the Gdaila. If you're going to tell me that, I take it back. Reuben was married to Gdaila and a Ktana. He died, and the Ktana did Miyun and Shimon. She said she doesn't want to marry Shimon. So the halacha is, not only can't Shimon do Yibum to her, but he can't do Yibum to her Tzara. Fact to Gemara Laman. The Chayrish is even mutter, the manis herself is mutter to Levi and Yehuda, to other brothers. She's Mamayan in one Yavam, she's still mutter to the other ones. Because Manashek, if she uproots her original marriage, then everybody can marry her. It's not an Eshesach. It's a Tzarasimi boy, so why can't they do Yibum to the Tzara? If she doesn't want Shimon, Shimon can't do Yibum to the Tzara either. In fact, why? Maishnam a man is the Shari Lachim of the Bamaisa. Why do we say if she's Bamayan and Shimon Levi can marry her because Levi was unaffected? Tzara Nami Le of the Bamaisa. The Bamayan and Shimon shouldn't affect the Tzara. So to Gemara, Gzerim Shim Tzara is Bita Mamanis. We're afraid it might be Shimon's daughter and she'll be Mamayan. And therefore, that would asid it tzara. In fact, the Gemara Mitzara speak to Mamanis Miyasira. Now we learn Kulam and Mesa Minutzer say Mutaras. The Mishnah says if there's Miyun, they could do Yibum to the tzara. Zakta Gemara, Tamina Bamai. When was she Mamai? Ilebe Tamina Babau. Was she Mamai in her husband when he was still alive? Hainu Grusha. That would be the same as Grusha. Elala Bayabam. She's Mamayan and Shimon. And it says clearly that the Tzara is Mutter. So to Gemara Lai, Lailam Babau. Really, she was Mamayan when Reuben was still alive. And Utrei Gavni Gerishin. You're right, it's similar to Gerishin. She annulled the marriage while she was married. And it's similar to Gerishin. And we say that that's when the Tzara Seyem Mutter, because at the time of death, Reuben was not married to Shimon's daughter. In fact, the Gemara, Maishna Kimina Babal, the Queen of the Nisuan, and she Mamayan and Reuven, we say she was never married to him. Right? She was never married to him. So, Kimina Babal, not his Nisuan, come on, Gakra. But she says no to Shimon, she's really saying no to Reuven. She's been Mamayan in the original marriage. So why can't Shimon do Yibum to the Tzara? So, the Gemara, being Shum the 20, Rami Bar Yecheskel. Because at the time of death, it looked like his brother's wife. And Rami Bar Yecheskel said, we have this fear of Maris Ayin. The 20 Rami Bar Yecheskel, Mina Babal Mutaris Lavav. If a girl is Mamayan and her husband, a rabbinic marriage, she can marry the husband's father. Because she annulled the marriage to the husband, it never happened. And therefore she's Mutter to his father. However, one of the husband died and she's Mamayan Biyavam, Asura Lavav. Why? Same thing. She uprooted the original marriage. The answer is, at the time of death, it looked like the father's daughter-in-law. So really, when a girl is mamayit in the yavam, she's uprooting the original marriage. She wasn't married to the first brother, and herself, she should be mutter to Shimon, because she's not his brother's wife. And for sure, the tzara should have a mitzvah of yibam. But we're afraid of a gzeira of tzara's bitay, where it looks like a brother's wife at the time of death. So even though afterwards, when she annulled the marriage, it doesn't look like it's not a brother's wife anymore. But of the public perception, she's a brother's wife. And therefore, they assert all Tzaras Mamanis. Amar Avasi, Tzaras Islandis Asura. If Reuben is married to two wives, and he died, and he was married willingly to one of them as an islandess. He knew she was an islandess. Not a Mekachtas. He was married to her. He knew she was an islandess. He accepted it. And was married to her anyway. So there's no mitzvah of Yibum by her. And we're going to learn out that since there's no mitzvah of Yibum by her, she infects the Tzara as well. How do I know that? Shnei Bnei Abchor, the oldest brother, should do Yibum. Asher Taylor, Plat Le'Islandess, She'eni Yiladess. So she becomes like an Erva, because there's no mitzvah of Yibum for her. Since there's no mitzvah of Yibum for her, so she's like an Erva. So the Tzara becomes a Tzara's Erva. Maser Rav Sheshes. Shlai Shachim Nesuim Shalosh Noisim Achrius. Three brothers married to three girls not related to each other. One of them died, and the second one did a rabbinic kedushin, right? It's not biblical. Umeis. They need chalitza and they can't have yibam. We can't have yibam because it looks like this woman is coming from two houses. She was married to Reuven and then rabbinically married to Shimon. However, she needs chalitza and so does the other woman because really biblically one is married to Reuven and one is married to Shimon. They're not related to each other. She's falling from one house, not from two houses. Here is where her falling created her Isser. She was not an Erva, but the way she fell, because of Maimer, it became an Isser rabbinically. Right? So in the B'chal Torah Kula, there's no biblical case like this. Right? Because Tzaris Islandess is a similar case. She was a 100% legal wife, and the way she fell, because she was an Islandess, she is Usher. And it says, this is the one that doesn't allow Yibum to the Tzara rabbinically, but biblically there's no such case. That means that Tzaris Islandess is Mutter. And for the Gemara, Loi, Lemutu Tzaris Islandess, that's Sira. Just the opposite, that there's not even a Chalitza. In that case, which is rabbinic, they need chalitza. Islandess afilu chalitza loyboy. My time, Hadaraisa, islandess is biblical, Hadarabana. Tanan, the kula mimesu amino and isgarsha shinim to islandess, surusei mutaras. The Mishnah says, if one is found to be an islandess, the tzara is mutar. So we see clearly that islandess does not infect the tzara. The Gemara like Kasha, Kasha Hekuba, Ravasi's case is that he knew she was an islandess, so therefore it's not a mekhtos. Kasha Loi Hekuba, the Mishnah's case is they found her to be an islandess. It made the marriage a non-marriage, therefore the tzara is mutar. Daikanami de Tani Shinimtsu. They found her, but like Tani Shahoyu, it doesn't say she was an islandess. Shmamina. I'm a Rava. So Rava says, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Tzaris Island is Muteris, we don't view her as a Tzaris Erva. Because it's not shat that there was a mitzvah of Yibum that came against an Erva. That's when we say Tzaris Erva. Island is there was never a mitzvah of Yibum. The Torah excluded her from Yibum. It's not like Erva, the Torah didn't exclude Erva from Yibum. It's the clash between the Asay of Yibum and the Erva. Erva wins, but it was there a mitzvah of Yibum, so she infects the Tzara. Whereas, by islandess, there was never a mitzvah of Yibum, so she doesn't infect the Tzara. Vafil Hikaba, Vafil Tzara is Bitei islandess. Even if the daughter was the islandess, it doesn't make a difference that Tzara is Mutter. Elohadik Tani Shinimtsu, Ayar Mishnah makes it sound only because you found her, that's a Mekhtos Tani Shahayu. Meaning, the Mishnah didn't mean only that, the Mishnah means even if she was an islandess originally. Going to Rashi, three women are allowed to put in a piece of material to block pregnancy because of the danger. Ktana, Mubaris, Umenika, a young girl, a pregnant woman, and a nursing woman. Ktana, Shemet, Sabra, Shemet, Thomas. She might get pregnant and die. Mubaris, Shemet, Tasa, Ubersando. She'll become pregnant a second time, and the second baby will crush the first baby. Menika, Shemet, Tigmo, Benaz. She'll stop having milk. Yamasun, who died. Vezi, Ktana, Mi, Bas, Yudal, Shanav, Yamecha, Yud, Be, Shanav, Yamecha. Ktana is between the age of 11 to 12, meaning while she's 11. Pachas mikan v'yeser akam shemeshes kedar kavei leches diver remeir, because under 11 she won't get pregnant and over 12 it's safe diver remeir chamimay merachazu v'akazu shemeshes kedar kavei leches chamim say she can we don't allow for this we don't allow her because shem ripsam hashem, which means anything that the population at large does and is unconcerned about the health effects. The Rabbi Nishan watches people. M'shamayim yirachmu, shenem ashrayim rebsoyim Hashem. Midukam Hashem et nisab v'shem et Thomas. Now again, it's only if the population at large doesn't worry about things. You can't tell people, don't worry, and therefore shayim rebsoyim Hashem. It's if in reality people don't worry about it, we say shayim rebsoyim Hashem. Midukam Hashem et nisab v'shem et Thomas. She might become pregnant, and then she might die. M'chal dikir kandim yabra v'loy mesa. Means there's a percentage of ketanas that can get pregnant and not die. So you can have a mother-in-law do miyun. Because we said in the Mishnah that a mother-in-law can't do miyun because by having a child, that means she must have been over 12. Here we see she can have a child under 12, right? And that child theoretically can get married to a brother of her husband's. meaning she got divorced, married somebody else, and her daughter got married to the brother of the one she married, and she can still do mir. Our Mishnah says it's impossible. So the Gemara, if she gets pregnant, she will definitely die. There is a boundary. Before this time, she can't get pregnant. During this time, she gets pregnant and she dies, and her Uber dies. They both can survive. It seems to say that the reason is birth, not age. And we're saying that it's age. You're right. It's possible that she could have a kid at 11 and the kid will survive. Our Mishnah says, Chamaisa can't be Mamayan. Amarav Safra, Bada Marayan Kisumanim. Birth itself is a sign of godless. This is Amri Bada Matifim Isumanim. Birth is even better than godless. The Mainav Kamina. Now, Philo Rabbi Yehuda Damash Yirba Shachar. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Rabbanan, a woman can do Miyan on a rabbinic marriage. And the truth is, the rabbinic marriage is not turned biblical until it's consummated, after she turns 12. But the Rabbanan said, once she turns 12, we don't let Miyan. Rabbi Yehuda says we let Mian, unless it was consummated, until the area, her private area, looks darker than whiter, meaning there's a lot of hair there. Now, that's when the Rabbanan don't let her do Mian. Again, if she consummates the marriage, it becomes biblical. We're talking now rabbinic. And the answer is, if she has children, Rabbanan, he would agree that Rabbanan would not let her do Mian, even though she never had a relationship after 12. Rabbanan said, it's not the children. The children are indicative that she must have two sires. That the Gemara Benivdik, that the Gemara Chashina Shemenashu were afraid it fell off. That the Gemara Hanichal Amandam Chayshishim. According to Amandam, it says we worry it fell off. And the Amandam Ein Chayshishim Ayikal Amemar. That the Gemara Avil Amandam Ein Chayshishim Mishim Tzar Leid the Chayshishinan. Even according to the Amandam, it says we don't worry usually to check a girl and say it fell off. But over here, Tzar Leid that would have caused it to fall off. Ketzit Paitrus Surasayim. The Mishnah said that she patted Sarasayan and Tsaras Sarasayan. Minon immediately, how do I know that we patted Tsaras Sarasayan? My view that I'm a quite Litzrayer. Hatayra rips the Tsaras Harve. Litzrayer, the extra rage, says many Tsaras. Vashi am a Svari. Tsara, my time, I see you with the Mbakam Erva Kaimi. Why is Tsara Aser? Because she's a Tsaras Erva. So the Tsara becomes an Erva. So Tsaras Tsaras, not the Mbakam Erva Kaima. So then it follows that the Tsaras Tsara is also in the place of the Erva, because the Tsaras Erva turned into an Erva. The Mishnah seems to say that even if they were married together at the same time to Reuven, but if at the end, before Reuven died, he divorced one of them, at the time of death, they were not Tsaras Erva. It means according to our Mishnah, the determining factor of whether a girl is a Tsaras Erva, a woman is a Tsaras Erva, is the time of death of her husband. We don't look at the history whether she was ever a co-wife of an erva. Two, three brothers, two married to two sisters, one married to another one. One of the husbands of the sisters divorced his wife. And then the one married to the stranger died. Right, the kunsa hamigarish, and the one who divorced one of the sisters now did jibum to the one that's not related, and then he died a mace. So then the other brother, who was shamra shemase and his garshu tsurasei mutaris, even though the husband Levi had been married once upon a time to one of the sisters, but by the time he married this woman, he no longer was married to the sister. But mashma taima the girish vakach kunas. First he divorced one of the sisters, and then he married an achris. But if it would have been but if they would have shared time as a co-wife, that means we checked the history. If she was ever a co-wife, she's a Tsaras Erva, even though at the time of the death of her husband, she's no longer a co-wife of an Erva. So the Gemara Mabir Mitavra, you're right, it's a question. It's a Machlekes Tanoim. High Tana 7 Misim Apelis, Vai Tana 7 Nisum Rashayna Mapilinum. One Tana says we look at the time of death, that's the Tana of our Mishnah, and the other Tana says we look at the beginning, from the beginning of marriage and on, was she ever a Tsaras Erva? And the Mishnah is saying, not only in the case of when she was at the time of death not a co-wife, and for sure if she was never a co-wife. And Enochinami, that case in that Mishnah is a superfluous case, because even in a case where they were co-wives, but if at the time of death she's not a co-wife, she's not a tzaras erba. In fact, let her do Yibum right now. She can uproot the original marriage. Right? Said a woman cannot uproot a marriage to her first husband posthumously, because she only can uproot the Rabbanan Kedushin, but she cannot uproot her original marriage once her husband died. That's what it sounds here. That the Gemara loy Torah Sarah shiny. It's a Gzeret Rabbanan. Really, she could uproot the first marriage. She does mean while her husband's alive, she can marry her husband's father. She does mean after her husband dies, even though it works, but we don't let her marry the father. Because it looks like a daughter-in-law. It looks like a tzaras mitai. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Sheish Arayas Chamuras Me'elu. There are six arayas that are stricter, that can never have a tzaras erva, they can't be married to the brother. Therefore, you'll never have a case of yibum. And therefore, you'll always have to be married to somebody else, and there's no tzaras erva if she marries somebody else. Only in case of yibum. To say mataras. Imai, Vashis Aviv, mother, father's wife. Achais Aviv, father's sister. Vashis Achim Aviv, father's brother's wife, Beit Shammai, father's brother's wife, Eishes Achim Aviv, a paternal brother's wife, who had children. Beit Shammai Matir Natzaris La'achim, Beit Shammai says there's no Issa Tzaris Erva, or Beit Shammai Leistrim, Beit Shammai says there is an Issa Tzaris Erva. And then the Mishnah elaborates, Chol to Beit Shammai Paislam and Akuna, because it's a valid Chalitza, Chol Makshirim, because it was unnecessary Chalitza. Says it's a kosher yibum, and Beis Hillel says it's mamzerim. It becomes a zayna. Even though the one asher and one is matir, they intermarried because they told each other if there was a problem. They did not refrain from doing taris together. Defines the one that's outside, that infers that there's an inside one, but the outside one still has a mitzvah of yibum. That she cannot marry. It won't work. That means the Achutza is telling me not who she is, it's not defining the woman, but rather defining that she can't marry anybody else, it won't work. It's not valid. So I see Luchutz would have been when she's marrying out. Chutzak said it's defining what kind of woman it is. Chutz and luchutz is one and the same. Hey, at the end is the replacement of lamed at the beginning. Where does Beis Shammai learn that the kedushin is not valid? That the gemara mil izar nafka. They learn it out from the word izar. They don't need hakutzah. They see a izar. In fact, the Gemara makes still not typing the Gemara Zar. Why did I need the word Hakutzah? Not the Gemara Enochinami. And Chutzah is extra. Chutzah Lamali. The Rabbis Harusa. So it is defining the woman. Even though this woman is Chutzah, she's an Harusa, she still needs Yibam. Either Haris Beit Shammai know it. They dash in Chutzah HaChutzah. There's one drash from the word Chutzah, and one from the Hay. Either Chutzah HaChutzah LeMashmalo. And Beis Hillel does not dash in the Hay. So according to the first shot, whether we darshan litzroy for tsaras will depend on whether we darshan the hay. According to Beit Shammai, there's a pasuk that says tsaras have yibum, so we don't darshan litzroy. According to Beis Hillel, there's no such pasuk, and therefore we darshan litzroy. Rav Amar Tamay de Beit Shammai de Nisachal Alisa. The reason of Beit Shammai is that once she's a brother's wife, the erva is not chal, which means she first was a brother's wife, right? Reuven married a woman, and then Shimon married her sister. So first she was an Eish Yisach, so she's no longer a Chais Isha, so she's not an Erva. That the Gemara, that works. First she was an Eish Yisach, then the Erva came. How about, but how about other Arayas? Let's say Shimon married the sister first, and then Reuven married his wife's sister. Or let's say Bitai, or let's say any Arayas that's not marriage dependent. It's relation dependent. She was first the Erva, then the Eish Yisach. So why over there is there no mitzvah of Yibum? Achais Isha Kadam. Zakti Gemara still, keeping with us, Isha Eish Yisach, Mechayel Isra Achais Isha. Habil Itzaris Erva Shalabim Mokim Mitzvah Visharia. You're right. So it's not an Eish Yisach. So it's not an Eish Yisach. There's no Yibum. And therefore, it's not a Tzaris Erva B'mokim Yibum. Chotu Beishamai Paislam. Fakti Gemara Pshita. Afukim Rabbi Yechim Benuri. Rabbi Yechim Benuri have wanted to make a compromise. Let us make a takana that the tzara should be chotus for misyabmais. They did not agree to this compromise, and they say it's a worthless chalitza. It would not even ask her rabbinically, and we will take Mirchisha from here tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Everybody should have a wonderful day.